Pico, a fascinating town with a rich history, is the hometown of many noteworthy individuals, each with a unique story. Among them, prominent figures include Adalgiso Ferrucci. The main square of Pico is named after Adalgiso Ferrucci, a local hero of World War II. Born on May 1, 1891, in Pico, Ferrucci distinguished himself through courage and commitment during and after the global conflict. After World War I, Ferrucci voluntarily enlisted in the Spanish Civil War and later was sent as a lieutenant colonel to command the 3rd Battalion on the Greek front. His dedication and bravery were exemplary. On November 7, 1940, during an extraordinarily courageous action near the Church of Sant'Elia in Dellinocchi, Ferrucci lost his life, but his sacrifice was not in vain. In recognition of his valor, he was promoted to the rank of general and awarded the gold medal, a tangible sign of the admiration and respect bestowed upon him. Adalgiso Ferrucci is an admired and remembered hero not only in Pico, but throughout Italy, a symbol of sacrifice and dedication to one's country that still inspires today. The square bearing his name is a place of pride and reflection, a constant reminder of the greatness that can emerge even in the most challenging situations. Honors: Gold Medal for Military Valor. Column Commander, bold and enthusiastic, always at the head of the advanced units that he animated with his faith and youthful enthusiasm, always present where the danger was greatest, he boldly led his troops in several days of fierce fighting, capturing important fortified positions. During an extraordinarily violent action, countered by intense enemy reaction that had managed to halt the battalion's movement, he took the initiative to lead his infantry and preceded them in the attack, succeeding with the example of his indomitable valor and magnificent disregard for danger, in giving new impetus to the offensive movement. In the course of this heroic action, he was mortally wounded. Superb figure of a soldier and daring and inspiring commander. Delvianchi, Doliana, Prophet Elias, Greek Front, October 28 to November 7, 1940. Silver Medal for Military Valor. In an assault, he led his platoon with admirable boldness, penetrating first into the barbed wire. Wounded, he continued to encourage his subordinates with words and gestures. Palazzo, June 20 to 25, 1915. Knight of the Order of the Crown of Italy. Arrigo Conti. Born in Pico on September 8, 1893, Conti left for war on June 2, 1915, and fell on the Karst on June 30 in one of the early actions of the war. His courage earned him a well-deserved honor. Not only a hero, but also a sensitive soul, Conti composed verses and a touching war diary that were published on the initiative of his sister Maria. Rosanna Petrucci. Born in Pico in 1954, later moving to Rome, Rosanna was a writer with a mature and engaging style. Her work includes stories and poems that have received numerous awards. Although she passed away in 2000, she left behind many works, including Journey to Death, a story that blends fiction with autobiographical elements, all narrated in a captivating style. As Rosanna herself stated, "My books are human. I would like others to find the strength to live through her words." General Ottavio Carnevale. Decorated with a silver medal and two war crosses for military valor for his courage in battle. Don Antonio Grossi, 1874 to 1956. Published the book Pico Farnese, Historical Notes in 1929 and 1946, which dealt with the wartime period experienced by the people of Pico. These exceptional figures have left an indelible mark on the history of Pico, demonstrating courage, talent, and dedication in their respective fields. They are an example of how the small community of Pico contributed to the broader landscape of culture, art, and heroism. Don Costanzo Pompei. Don Costanzo Pompei, born in Pico in 1764 to an affluent family, is a prominent figure in the historical events of central Italy between the 18th and 19th centuries. He became the archpriest of the Church of Sant'Antonino Martiri, located near his birthplace, but his life took a significant turn due to the echoes of the revolutionary movements sweeping through Italy. Under the influence of his father, Costanzo took vows and became the archpriest of the Church of Sant'Antonino. However, he soon became interested in the Carbonari movements emerging in those years. In 1806, he became a member of the Carbonaria and began his rise within the Masonic organization. First as an assistant and then as the ancient master of the Carbonaria, Costanzo distinguished himself as a prominent member of this secret society. His story is dotted with adventures. In March 1821, Don Costanzo Pompei was the protagonist of the Pican resistance, defending the last barricade against the Austrian assault at Porta Sant'Antonino. This act of courage had severe consequences, with 14 prisoners, including Pompei himself, sentenced to death. However, Don Costanzo Pompei was fortunate and was pardoned. After several years of imprisonment in the penal colony of Favignana, he was finally released shortly before 1840 and returned to Pico. Here, he spent the last years of his life dedicated once again to his role as archpriest. Don Costanzo Pompei died in Pico on February 1, 1848. Don Costanzo Pompei was, first and foremost, a man of God, but he was also a courageous patriot who fought with determination and selflessness for a more just and democratic government, risking his life and career in the name of a better Italy.